Hey, everybody. This is John Stroud. I have been tasked with the awesome opportunity to help with the Referrals Over Cocktails podcast. So today with me, we have Frank Frazier and Carrie C., who have been instrumental in making Referrals Over Cocktails a success. So I wanted to introduce each of them and ask if you would tell us what you do and how you first started with Referrals Over Cocktails. Frank Frazier?
Yes. So a number of years ago, well, first of all, I'm a financial advisor, Merrill Lynch, and a number of years ago, a networking friend of mine and I spun off a group from another group, and we called it Mount P-Rocks, and we had got it started probably back in 2013, and it ran for several years, and we had a lot of folks show up, and it's a simple thing. They show up, we exchange cards, we'd have discussions about what we do in our businesses, and then we have a couple of cocktails, and then go home, and the people follow up. Over the years, that changed with different players that have been involved with me putting this group together. A couple years ago, my good friend Carrie C., who I've worked with in a number of scenarios in the past, including running the business expo for the Mount Pleasant Chamber for several years, said, hey, why don't we get this started again? This time we called it Charleston Rocks because we're going all over the area. We're not staying specifically in Mount Pleasant anymore. And basically, it's a similar concept with a few twists. One is we always focus a charity every once a month. So we get together once a month, third Wednesday, 5 to 7, different locations. We have a charity that we highlight and let them talk about what they do, and hopefully raise a couple of dollars for them and raise awareness. That's the most important thing, is we raise awareness with our group. And then we also have sponsors that provide little gifts that we give away every month. So it's not hard. We don't charge anything to be part of the group. We just invite people to show up, talk about their business to other people, and maybe they can find somebody to do business with, or vice versa. And if it doesn't work for them, then maybe they can tell them about that person to someone else and spread the word.
Yeah, that sounds great. And Carrie, in our conversations that we were talking before we started recording here today, it was pretty apparent that you're kind of the wind beneath Frank's wings, would you say?
Yes.
Yes, there you go. But Carrie, tell us how you got involved and what is your role in this group?
Thanks, John. Yes, I pretty much am more the coordinator, the planner. I deal with a lot of the logistics of each meeting every month. I also am more on the marketing side when it comes to the Evite and Facebook posts, LinkedIn posts, messages, things like that. So I pretty much utilize what I do on a daily basis in my event and marketing business to assist Charleston Rocks moving forward and beginning to grow.
This is great. This is really, really good. So before I ask you one more question, I did want to say that we're very thankful for this podcast. We do actually have a sponsor, and that's Dave Williams with 843 Benefits. So let's hear a little bit from Dave real quick, so you know a little bit about him. And he is going to be sponsoring this next Charleston Rocks, correct?
Yes. We're so excited to have Dave coming on board as being one of our event sponsors. So he will be sponsoring the event May 17th at Dig in the Park in North Charleston, Park Circle area from 5 to 7. Dave is the president and founder of 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace. So he is going to be on site. He's going to tell us a little bit about what he does. We're excited to have him there. He is also going to provide 2 drink tickets for every Charleston Rocks participant for this event. So we are thrilled for that. While you get your drinks and you're networking, definitely make sure that you stop by wherever Dave is standing and thank him for his generosity and learn more about his business.
That's great. Well, let's hear Dave in his own words.
This is Dave Williams, President and CEO at 843 Benefits and Health Marketplace. One of the most misunderstood concepts is that the services we provide as brokers are absolutely free. I can't tell you how many small business advisors and CFOs have been amazed at the level of technology and service we can provide without costing them a dime. You don't need a PEO to integrate HR, benefits, and payroll. all you need is 843 Benefits. So look us up online and book your free consultation online today.
So welcome back. This is the Charleston Rocks podcast. My name is John Stroud, and I am your host. Thank you for that. This is one of the things that I wanted to let everybody know is that this podcast is going to be featuring you. It's going to be featuring businesses from the Charleston area. If you are interested in being featured to let people know just a little bit more about your business, why you do what you do, what help you might need, where you are, where you do very well and help the community, that's what we want to tell the world about.
People have to know, like, and trust you, right, to do business with you. And first of all, coming to our event, you can meet a lot of people. So then you get to know people, and then it just goes from there. And Charleston's a networking town. There's lots of opportunities. And this group is pretty laid back, but we're serious about what we're doing here. We're trying to help everybody. It's not about me and Carrie. It's not about, you know, the venue. It's about people coming together and doing business in our town. And that goes back to when we ran the expo for the chamber a few years ago. Same kind of thing. It wasn't about us. It was about bringing people together to do business locally.
That's awesome. And you're so right, Frank. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. And once they know your story and they realize the real person behind that, they're more likely to want to call you because they want to help you. So if you're interested, reach out to us. What is the website? How can people, Carrie, how can people connect with Charleston Rocks, R-O-C-S, by the way, Charleston Rocks, and how do they know when to come and where the meetings will be?
Yeah, John, we have our website that people can go to, www.charlestonrocks.com. Again, that's R-O-C-S.com. You'll be able to find on there our monthly meetings, our referrals over cocktail meetings. So you can go on there. You can actually see where we're meeting, time. You can get to the Evite. It'll take you to the Facebook group that we have. That's also a great way to get in touch with us. You'll have our contact information, our sponsors that have been there, this coming up event, plus previous events, as well as our charitable focuses. So there's a lot of information that you can get from our website, and that's probably the most compact and easiest way to be able to get in touch with us. But we're also on LinkedIn. We're also, like I said, through the Facebook group. I'm Carrie C. of Carrie C. Events, and you can go and contact me through my business page at carriecevents.com, and that's K-E-R-I-S-E-A-Y events.com. And so, and you can also reach out to Frank Frazier as well. He's over at Merrill Lynch, but you can get all that information through our websites.
Well, we are looking forward to talking with all of these business owners that come. So if you are interested in being a part of Charleston Rocks podcast, please connect with us through our Facebook page, Charleston Rocks. Yeah.